Blackstone Audio presents Earthseed by Pamela Sargent. This book is read by Amy Rubinate. For Kristen. Part 1. Chapter 1. Zoharit rolled slowly down the corridor, flexing her knees as she skated. The wide, brightly lit hall curved ahead of her. The lights above flickered past as she speeded up, careful not to skate too rapidly. The gleaming white wall to her right became a blur of bright colors as she passed a mural. Several of her friends had painted the picture. Zoharit's own face, topped by thick black hair, peered out from among the green leaves of a bush. Other faces nestled among trees and flowers. She frowned. Someone had blackened her painted white teeth, and the mural was marred by a long red streak. She could go on and skate toward ship's center, or turn and roll toward the corridor's end, meeting the tubeway that could whisk her through ship or up to another level. Beyond the corridors were empty caverns and rocky passageways, enclosed by a thick layer of rock. Outside the rock and its shielding was the black space through which ship rushed, distant stars distorted by its speed. Zoharit had seen what was beyond only through ship's screens or in its observatory. Her earliest memory was of ship's voice soothing her, though she could not recall why she had needed consolation. Ship had always been there, around her, watching and tending her. She slowed down when she saw a boy limping through the corridor. "Anoki!" she called out. He turned and she skated up to his side. "Where are you going?"